Hello, and today we're going to be talking, tonight more likely, we're going to be talking about big key issue in aviation recently. I just listened to another episode of these guys, these pilots, talking about sleep and fatigue. And I wanted to talk about that with aviation maintenance. And recently we've been going through a lot of, with COVID and jobs and children and school, it's a lot on your plate. And no matter what you do to make things better, there's always something that's going to throw you a curveball, knuckleball. But today we're going to be talking about, other than sleep and fatigue, we're going to be talking about norms and complacency. And complacency is one thing that I go through a lot when I work. I mean, it happens. You know, you'll be working on an aircraft, you'll be in oils, and you look at the amount of oil in there, you just pour the oil in, and you don't really check around the stuff at all. You just kind of, you know, you pour it and do it. But what I do is I just make sure that everything that I look at is checked properly. Because, you know, all in all, it's gonna be really hard to look at. So the best thing to do is to look at the problem and handle the problem. So other than the human factor issues in aviation maintenance, what about the experience issue? Situational awareness, tribal knowledge, that all can be a factor in aviation maintenance. But the one thing that can be a huge factor in aviation maintenance that still stands out today, that is 100% still a problem today, is situational awareness. Knowledge. Not knowing what's going on in an issue and thinking you know what the issue is always a trouble issue. It's always a problem. It's one of the hardest things to find solutions to. It's one of the hardest things to get done. And no matter what you do, it's still going to be added on from what the managers want to do. So no matter what the managers tell you to do, it's going to get done that way, because if you just do it your way, they're going to think that's wrong. The problem with this, when it comes to aviation, especially maintenance, is when the AMMs, the GMMs, and the SOPs say one thing, and the manager says another thing. Or, let's add on extra work. There's a lot of places out there that want to have the correct work, the correct workload and all that. But when you go back involved with it, and you see what the problem is, it's harder to work with. And this is definitely concerning when it comes to with a team. If you have a team where you have multiple individuals that are fighting against the manager and not getting along with the manager, you're going to have some individuals that do. But when you have most of your team against the individual, or already criticizing, or not really criticizing, but determining that the individual is wrong, there's always a problem involved when it comes to that. So, no matter what you do, it doesn't matter what you do correctly. It's all about what the manager says. And that irks the hell out of me. More importantly, it irks the hell out of my team. You get a good team of guys, you get, when an airplane comes in, you got one guy doing tires, one guy doing oil, or two guys doing oil. You got the other guy doing paperwork. You got the other guy calling MCC. You get that team flow going on, and it goes like clockwork. It moves quick. It goes easy. You know, even when I'm driving right now, the reason why I started this episode is because I knew these things were on my mind. I knew these things were going to be, you know, being broadcasted in my mind and out loud, but I'd like to share it with you guys to understand what it's like to deal with poor management, not just in like retail or any of that, but in aviation in general. I think no matter where you go, you're going to have a bad manager, you're going to have some bad workers. But it's all about how you put perspective in on teams and how you work with them. Everything goes well. You can even just have a group of three guys. One guy that really knows the stuff, another guy that's in between, but still learning, but still is competent about his work, and another guy that's brand new, you can get your job done. when you start adding more and more people to a job, you are already interfering with the job's completion. You're getting too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Even if you just focus, even if you just listen, even if you know, think, even if you know everything about the airplane or know a lot about the topic, let someone say an idea and confirm with them how the idea is. And if you don't agree with the idea, politely say or compromise with them. But if you are saying that your the other person's idea is wrong, then that's on you. Furthermore, if you decide that something is not looking okay, looking right, then say something. If you don't say anything and a job is done that way, your license is on the line, and more importantly, that airplane and those pilots are on, and possibly those passengers are on the line. So if someone tells you to do something poorly, do it. Because when someone says something poorly and you do it, that is on you. But if you do something poorly and they tell you to do it poorly, you record that on paper. You record that, and you make sure you record that and keep that documented, because that's going to come bite you in the ass at the end of the day. The second topic, this is going to be a short podcast. This is more of a rant cast, I should say. I like having these little rant casts where it's about 5 to 10 minutes long. And, you know, coming back from a good day, understanding what's going on at work and taking care of the airplanes and stuff. When you start having meetings and people are just not really giving a shit, what is the outcome of that? Or people aren't listening because you're not being real. They know the true person you are. You ruin yourself one way with people, you ruin yourself entirely the entire time. So it doesn't matter how much is your status as a manager or a supervisor or even a lead, and you don't know as much as other people do, listen to them. Take your time and listen. Because sure as hell, they probably know a little bit more than you do. If you, at the end of the day, at the end of the shift, you know, you get your tools already, you can put back in the shop, or you put your tools back in the toolbox, you dump your fluids. I mean that literally and physically too. You know, you get your manuals all put away, you close your computer, you get ready to clock out. You have to be able to understand how your team was at the end of the day. See how they're doing. If you don't want to see how they're doing, then they're not going to really care about you. It takes one little step to say, you know, how are you doing? How are you doing today? Just even being like, hey, Mechanic One, I saw that you were being bothered today. How can I help you determine? You don't have to tell me your family history. You don't have to tell me what's on your mind. But just let me know what I can help to fix you today or help you today. Because if they have an issue and they cannot fix it because of a mental issue, they could probably do it wrong. And most likely it's going to be done wrong. And it can really, really, really hurt that airplane or really hurt someone. I make sure, especially me, I want to make sure that people are respected properly and their mechanics have a good mindset and they're knowing what to do. If they are thinking about something and it's completely bad for the person, like the person's not focusing or nothing's really going on, What is that giving you? Like, is that going to help you out? What if they hurt themselves because you didn't want to help them? That's showing you that you didn't help yourself. So, to conclude this, I want to say thank you for people that listen, people that help, people that want to help their workers, and especially help their mechanics out that want to do work, but they have things on their mind or people think it's not right. I always help a brother or sister out when they're not thinking correctly or they're not thinking straight. Because let me tell you, there's been times where I've been the same way, and I have had, luckily, people that say, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. Are you okay? Are you okay? And then they want me to express what's going on. So, all in all, I think that's a really good thing. And like I said, to all my brothers and sisters out there, thank you for listening. And this is just one of my rant casts. If you want to, I'll be having another episode hopefully soon. I know it's been a while since February 13th. I will definitely have another episode out. I'm not sure on what yet, but I'm probably going to discuss something along the lines with a certain aircraft. So, thank you for listening. I know this episode is short, but enjoy the rest of your evening, and see you soon.